Chair, the language as it was written there is quite appropriate, and I think where appropriate, saying the word where it will weaken it. Some states, out of the mouth of the victor, have changed their textbooks to show that they had the right to put people in concentration camps because they kept them safe there while genocide was being committed. They used it, kept them safe in the camps. So, and that's the textbooks. And to say that they don't set the textbooks language, other things, it's, I mean, state schools are different to private schools. Private schools do whatever they do. The point is, what we are trying to say is that textbooks reflect the history correctly. You cannot say that a person was enslaved because he was not a person. I saw him as an animal. That is the text why people were enslaved. They were not seen as human beings. And that was legal to enslave animals, animals of burden. So to say you can keep the textbook that way and it's where appropriate because that textbook might never have been changed. We're still using dehumanizing language all the time. And many historical textbooks still talk about a victory as a, where genocide was committed as a victory for democracy or of an empire or of a colonial power. If we do not change the history of what happened in the Congo to reflect the actual history that happened, when will there ever be an understanding that these things should not be happening again? If we say we don't influence textbooks. My country distorted the history of South Africa for how long under apartheid? And if we say as appropriate, when will we ever change those textbooks? It is, they should be reflecting the history correctly and not in the name of whoever the victor is at the moment, because that changes all the time. Thank you.